Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Alexandria Jupiter. I'm a vocalist, lyricist, and DJ, currently working with Audioflow Media, Inc. I just released Out of Body Experience EP. We did that through Bandcamp. Jump inside, open eyes, the crowd screams. I'll be bumping, crowd is jumping. How do they know my name? I'll start bumping, drop to the floor. I grew up in a very musical family. You know, as soon as I was in the womb, my dad was putting headphones on my mom's belly, and once I popped out, he'd throw me on the subwoofer with my car seat, lull me to sleep or keep me happy. I was a really fussy baby, unless there was music involved. Growing up around that, I always knew I wanted to be a successful traveling musician. How I kind of shaped that and created my reality around that is I went to school for audio engineering at Scottsdale Community College, and it's actually the only college you can get a degree in for turntablism, or at least it was back then. And I had awesome, awesome resources there. So I had an MC class with Candyman, you know, like, ooh, boy, I love you so. And he was awesome. He immediately, when I walked in the room, he was like, a sister! And he like hugged me, and he had never heard me rap or sing or anything, but I got up there and showed my stuff, and immediately he was like, oh, we got to get you in the recording booth. And from then on, I fell in love with the recording booth. And also, like, he taught me how to relax and like let go and flow. And for me, it was like dancing while I was recording. One of the dancers from Soul Train was the leader of the group I was in, the dance group. It's called Foot Clan, and they had a DJ Ramsey, who was also the turntablism teacher as well. So it was just like hip-hop elements everywhere, and I met so many amazing people who really opened those doors to me and showed me real hip-hop, and they were old school, just lived it, and they showed me how to live hip-hop.
Sometimes circumstance buries you real deep in that snow, and you feel like you gotta dig yourself out of that hole. That's when I let my mind go inside. I unwind, just me and the baseline, just flowing. Let my body take over.
So around the same time that I was in Scottsdale Community College, I started to open up my psychedelic self-discovery. And during that time, I made the decision to move out to Hawaii, regardless of the fact that I should have been in school. But at 17, you don't think of these things, you know? I want to go to Hawaii. Let's do it. It was a great experience and best decision I've ever made. But personally, looking back at an adult standpoint, you know, I still don't care. So I had some amazing experiences out there. I was out there for 3 years on Big Island in Kona, and this is where I draw a lot of my inspiration for the EP and Out of Body Experience. Specifically, one time for me that really resonated, I had the opportunity to go out on a planetary alignment day. I was actually scheduled to perform and dance alongside some of my DJ friends who I hold very close. It was Alika and I believe Jen Pham. They were DJing at the Hilo Town Tavern. And I had taken a little bit of all natural, fresh picked Hawaiian mushroom tea and just a little microdose. Made me feel really good. And I had gotten on stage. I was dancing in a shadow box, and I felt like I was drawing energy from the ground and the crowd, and I had these buns on that made me look like a devil in the shadow box, but I just felt like an all-powerful goddess from hell, but not necessarily hell. Maybe just a dimension, different dimension, not Earth. And this Planetary Alignment Day, 888 Lionsgate, which is the name of my song featuring Sig Berna and produced by Brisk Warner, it touches on this experience. And on this day, 888 Lionsgate, it's a planetary alignment which supposedly our ancestors tell as the opening to your divine life purpose. So I had the chance to get on stage and dance, and later on I decided to explore the wild unknown of Puna. And Puna is where all of the crazy people in Hawaii are just drawn to like a magnet. You always come back from Puna a new person. You just went wild for a while. So I explored a little bit and found myself at this treehouse party. There was people spinning fire poi and a drum circle, doing acro yoga. And I moved into the drum circle, and there was bassist, a guitarist, couple drummers, and another MC who was on fire. And I never caught his name, but I always wonder. But there was just a spot open for me. I sat in there and really just took my vocals to another level. And along with the visualizations and the help from the Hawaiian medicine, I opened up a new platform for my vocals on this Planetary Alignment Day. And I hold this experience extremely deep to my heart, because it was so surreal and it took me to that fantasy land where I like to live 90% of my life through. And in when I do that, I take time to be present and childlike, and I never have the excuse I'm bored ever again. And through these experiences that really shaped me as an artist and as a happier person, because I never was living through the mundane, I was opened up into a new world of unknown and fun and play. In the out-of-body experience, I really wanted to portray the space that I was coming from when I made the EP. And a little bit about that is I wanted to pull from the beauty of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands. Specifically the jungles, where we would throw celebrations, and also the beautiful shores and the lava rock. And I really wanted to create my own personal view about how I believe that Hawaii is a wonderland, and it was my personal wonderland, Alex in Wonderland, if you will. And my goal with this was to bring the listener into the same space, to where they could open their mind and stretch it beyond their current beliefs and find that happy place that is calm yet creative, where you can loosen your mind and let the creative energy flow. And so with my lyrics, I pull from direct experiences, journal entries, memories, and little things that resonated with me. It's important for the listener to listen with an open mind, because not everything I say is necessarily the real or the mundane or the physical. It's things that are creative and inside you. It's more of a spiritual approach, but spiritual not in the sense of religion, but with your emotions and spirit. I think that working with Brisk on this project was the perfect fit. He did an amazing job of taking my little bit of crazy and out there lyrics and creating a sound specifically for this experimental and creative art form. And we really pushed the envelope with this, I feel like, even in his sounds. And I think it's really ethereal, and when you listen to it, it takes me, at least, out of my body. And that's why it's out of body experience. And I do touch on a couple other experiences where I'm in a more dreamlike state, and he does a really amazing job of portraying that scene in your head. I am guided out of body by an entity that wakes me from sleep, And it's really hard to paint the picture in my mind that I experienced, because it's a very lucid dream. And so you can't take anyone there. And musically, he did an amazing job with this. He creates a tropical landscape with his sounds, the steel drums, and I really can see the ocean. And that is a huge part of my experience, was the ocean was turning into space as this entity guided me through the ether. And in the track, it's just got this momentum that pushes you with the tempo and his drum line. And that was kind of like the movement forward as I was experiencing this lucid dream and floating through space with an entity. So I've always had a huge passion for stage presence and being on stage and watching a well-done show. With my own personal project, of course, I'm dreaming really big, and this might be something that will have to come eventually, but I would love to incorporate aerial arts as well as fire, like fire spinning. These are some skills I picked up in Hawaii with a little circus crew, and as well as dancing, of course. So I'm trying to figure out a way I can incorporate DJing, aerial, fire, dance, and an amazing environment just to create the space, basically like a whole production. And I believe it's possible. When that will happen, as soon as possible. I am ecstatic to show you guys a glimpse into my mind with Out of Body Experience EP. And I do have some performances booked. We're starting out in Phoenix this June. And Audio Flow Media Inc. hooked me up with that one. My uncle Johnny Rogers, who's also a DJ. He's the one who helped me release my EP, and he's been really pushing me towards my goals here. We also have a Beaver Mountain Music Festival scheduled, and I'm playing alongside, drum roll please, my dad, Chris Wright. He is my idol. He is an amazing human being. I've always idolized him for his cool, calm, collective vibe, and he's down to business and knows so much, and it's an honor to perform alongside of him just to show him my skills. And the fact he would even ask me kind of baffles my mind, just because I don't believe I could even be that great. So obviously I think of him in a very high light, but I'm excited to show you the power of the family, the fam power. So keep on the lookout for that. And also local shows coming soon. No dates yet. We're kind of doing it backwards here, but I am a Cancer. We do walk sideways. So this is how we do things. I'm really, really, really excited to announce that I just released... We didn't release it. It's not released. An unreleased single with Shanghai. So I think it's my best work yet, which will be released sometime in May. So Audio Flow Media Inc. is a collaboration with my dad and my uncle. That's Chris Wright and Johnny Rogers. They are a DJ duo, and they also run an audio company. So they've really been helping me alongside this whole project and helping me stay on my wits and stay focused. They also have beautiful connections with amazing humans that I hold deep to my heart. Alicia, she's in the EDM scene. She's out of Denver. And as well as DJ Bandwagon, who was my foot in the door with Brisk Warner. And he is essentially family, as my dad's close friend, and he's a character, and I love him. So I've got a little bit of a family operation going on right now that I am very blessed to be a part of. Reality. So I'm going to show you my favorite track on the EP. Shout out to Brisk Warner and Sig Burna for making me sound really good on this track. And Sig, your verse on this track, I'm in love with it. It's amazing. 888 Lionsgate is a surreal space trip, and I touched about it earlier. I can't wait to show you the journey into the unknown and my experience in Big Island, Hawaii with the all-natural magic mushrooms direct from Pele.
Find ourselves on stage, twisting and whining on a lemon day. My triple A, Lionsgate, bass meditate. Deep into a trance as the shadows play. I close my eyes and see back on the earth surface, rising in the wicked hole. Breath from reality, nothing can challenge me. My body has been reborn. Mushrooms are lucid.
Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Alexandria Jupiter. I cannot wait to show you upcoming tracks as well as out-of-body experience. Hope you can close your eyes and take your mind on a space trip. Also, check for any updates on my website, alexandrijupiter.com. A-L-Y-X-A-N-D-R-I. Jupiter like the planet.
Sponsored by 90.9 FM KRCL Radio. Listen for Alabama Shakes, Modest Mouse, R.E.M., and The Cure. Listen today, 90.9 FM.